You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good morning, Shane. Let's hear from you about the past week in Australia, in Jewish Australia.
Yes, so first of all, there's been an unprecedented move where a senior ABC employee has contacted the Executive Council of Australian Jewry personally to apologise for a recent segment on ABC Radio that broke the organisation's editorial standards for accuracy. Last month, a left-wing Israeli political activist, Orly Noy, and Australian-Palestine advocacy network's Sarah Saleh were interviewed together on ABC Radio National program. During the interview, Noy claimed that Mizrahi Jews are excluded in Israel and that Mizrahi Jews are, quote, are still at the bottom of the social, economical, political hierarchy in Israel. Saleh backed up Noy's claim on air, saying that Israel is built on racial hierarchy, quote, at the expense of brown and black bodies alike. However, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry submitted a formal complaint about this to ABC, noting that Mizrahi Jews and Arab citizens have exactly the same voting, legal, civil and religious rights as Jews of European background, and that they are prominent in government, in politics, the media, academia, culture, business, sport, religion and the military. And in fact, there have been three Mizrahi presidents of Israel and a number of Mizrahi chiefs of staff. So, in the wake of this complaint, an investigations manager from ABC concluded that the broadcast omitted material, context, and therefore was not in keeping with the ABC's editorial standards. The investigator went on to say that while there are claims of discrimination towards Mizrahi Jews, it is also well documented that Mizrahi Jews have been and continue to be prominent in Israeli society, including politics. And then, this is the unprecedented bit, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry's co-CEO, Peter Wertheim, received a personal call from ABC's acting executive producer, Emily Burke. This has never happened before. And they apologised and assured him that this error would not happen again. And they also assured him, and they have followed up on it, that as part of the ABC's apology, an editor's note was added to the online version of the story, providing the proper context that corrects the error made in the first place.
And then maybe to have a little bit of impression about some issues to do with the Melbourne community, some new items to report?
Yeah, sure. So in Melbourne, there's an organisation, a non-for-profit organisation called the Besson Family Foundation. And this foundation is currently commemorating their 40th anniversary. And they've done so with a very generous and significant program of major grants to reflect the Besson family's philanthropy. I'll just quickly go through some of these. So these grants include grants to Israeli high schools, a grant to help conserve a 33,000 hectare wetland in New South Wales called the Cambung Wetlands. They've also providing the Yulgibar Foundation a major grant to help with its young clinicians program for Alzheimer's research. And that's a grant that goes for 5 years. Some other things they're doing is they're helping the Israeli equivalent of Australia's Are You OK Mental Health Initiative. And they're also providing a grant to the Jewish Holocaust Center in Melbourne to develop a special project with the gallery of the permanent museum display over there. So this is quite a significant series of grants. And Mark Besson from the foundation said, you know, you can't really reduce the act of giving to words. He said it's not like a business, which you can explain through logic and reason. Philanthropy, he says, comes from the heart, and it has to come from within. And the Besson family have certainly done that. Yeah, so still in Melbourne, for all the Australian rules footy fans listening, the Ajax Football Club, which is a Jewish football club, they had an amazing moment last weekend in a match when a 17-year-old Toby Schiesel made his senior men's debut in the Premier C competition. Now, the interesting thing about this is that Toby's dad, Glenn, played for the club for about 25 games in the 1990s, and then his dad, Brian, played about 70 games for the club in the 1960s. So this is the first time, apparently, that three members of one Jewish family, spanning three generations, have represented the top grade at Ajax Football Club. And in a nice touch, the eldest of them, Brian, was invited to join in the singing the team song after their big win against Pegs Football Club. And then also Toby shared that he's also playing for Sandringham under-18s in the NAB League. And that competition is renowned for producing future AFL stars. So it's a great great family moment for the Schiesels. And who knows, there might be a lot of good more moments for Toby ahead of him. He says he loves the game and he's been basically playing footy since he was three, since he learned how to walk.
Anything to add at this stage?
Yeah, just we might mention just two more things a bit more quickly. This is quite a significant achievement. The Jewish suicide prevention strategy that was developed only a few years ago, led by Jewish Care in New South Wales and several other organisations, they've just won the Communities Matter category at the 2019 Life Awards, and that was presented at a major conference in Melbourne. This has been a fantastic project. It spans a lot of workshops, helplines, and a lot of strategies specifically for the Jewish community to tackle this growing problem of suicide, and not just on the people involved, but of course, as you know, suicide can affect many people, not just in one family, but across the board, at schools, in all sorts of society. So this is a fantastic project and a great achievement to win a national award. Also on a good note, in terms of providing care, the Montefiore Home in Sydney has just launched a new model of care for its dementia patients, in which they sort of try to make the living environment more like home, and more like home specifically for the patients and how they grew up. In dementia care, they lose their current memory, but they still hold on to memories from the distant past, from their childhood. Yes. Those kind of things remain. So this new wave model involves bringing back memories. It also, they've developed a special dementia care kitchen where members of patients' families can come and actually do things like cook recipes that the dementia patients used to make when they were younger, or recipes that they can remember their parents making for them. So this is a pilot program. It's going to continue for a few months, and then it's going to expand, hopefully after that, to several more Montefiore Home campuses.
That's an amazing message, and I must say Israel is at the moment developing some very special and unique prevention programs and platforms for Alzheimer's and dementia. and they are now selling platforms to worldwide on prevention, on extending life of people and avoiding an early stage phenomena like Alzheimer and dementia, and Montefiore is doing great. And thank you for that, Shane, and thank you very much, Shane Desiatnik, our representative of the Australian Jewish News every Sunday morning. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Eitan.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.